Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
What's your favorite sport, Winnie?
Oh, I love watching sports like basketball, baseball, or soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking what sports I like to do,
Not many?
Tough question.
Yeah, me neither. I do like to swim and hike, but that's about it.
What's your favorite sport to watch, Sharon?
Well, now, I don't really watch too many sports, but if I did, I would probably watch hockey or rugby.
Why is that?
I think they're the most exciting. However, that was a bit different when I was young.
Oh, really? So you liked a different sport when you were young?
That's right. When I was young, I liked baseball the best.
Did you get to see a lot of baseball games?
Well, I've been to 2 or 3 MLB games, but that was a long time ago, back in the 1990s.
MLB, wow! What was your favorite team?
Well, even though I'm Canadian, I always cheered for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, you'll be pleased to hear that today's article is all about Major League Baseball.
Oh, really? Why don't we get started then?
The MLB All-Star Game is here. Baseball season in the U.S. is in full swing. That means the MLB All-Star Game is coming up. The MLB All-Star Game happens every year and features the best players in baseball. Fans choose starting position players. Team managers choose pitchers. Finally, both managers and other players choose reserve players. A different ballpark hosts the All-Star Game every year. This year, it will be at Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres. If you want to see a game between baseball's brightest stars, check it out.
Run power!
Be coming up. Be coming up. We need to start studying because final exams are coming up. We need to start studying because final exams are coming up. Player, player. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player. Ball park, ball park. The fans in the ball park cheered for their favorite team. The fans in the ballpark cheered for their favorite team. Bright, bright. The smart boy has a bright future ahead of him. The smart boy has a bright future ahead of him.
Today's article starts out by saying, baseball season in the U.S. is in full swing.
就算没看棒球，大概也听过美国的职棒 MLB Major League Baseball， 每年这个时候已经如火如荼的进行啦 ，in full swing。
So that means teams are already in the middle of baseball season. That also means something special is going to happen. The article says that means the MLB All-Star Game is coming up.
The game is coming? Coming to where? To Taiwan?
No.The phrase be coming up, spelled B-E-C-O-M-I-N-G-U-P, be coming up, means to be going to happen soon.
哦、oh, ，所以 come 只要是来 ，be coming up 连在一起，意思就是即将到来。So Aaron, what's coming up?
Well, let's use the phrase be coming up in a sentence. We need to start studying because final exams are coming up.One more time. We need to start studying because final exams are coming up.
No, not the final exams. 本来以为是有什么好事要发生，结果竟然是期末考要到了，我们该要开始念书了。
All right, well, the article tells us a little bit more about what's coming up, which is the MLB All-Star Game. It says, The MLB All-Star Game happens every year and features the best players in baseball.
So we all know a MLB game. What's different about MLB All-Star Game?
Well, the verb feature, spelled F-E-A-T-U-R-E, feature, means to include or show something as an important part of something else. For example, I could say, this show at the museum will feature several famous artists from history.
我们都知道 MLB 就是大联盟嘛。那每年这个时候，大联盟的明星赛就集结了最优秀的球员。Feature 意思就是以什么什么为特色，或是主打什么什么。So in the MLB All-Star Game, many excellent players will be the focus, the most exciting part.
That's right.
What's a player, though?
Well, the noun player, spelled P-L-A-Y-E-R, player, is someone who takes part in a game or sport.
我们看到动词后面加上 er 表示做这件事的人啦，比如说 a teacher is someone who teaches、
mm-hmm.
那玩运动 play sports play 加上 er player 就变成玩运动的人，也就是球员啦。
Now we could use player in a sentence like this. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player. Let's say it again. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player.
Yay, Jeremy Lin.
Mm-hmm.
例如台湾之光这个林书豪好小子就是个篮球球员。
Let's find out who plays in an MLB All-Star game. The article tells us, fans choose starting position players.
那这些可以在明星赛出赛的这些球员是怎么决定的呢？啊，文章就继续说到，粉丝可以决定先发球员。What about the most important ones, pitchers?
Well, the article continues by telling us, team managers choose pitchers. Now, here, the noun manager, spelled M-A-N-A-G-E-R, manager, is someone who is in charge of training and organizing a sports team.I could use manager like this. The manager is talking to the soccer team players about tomorrow's game.
原来 manager 经理来决定投手 pitchers. 一般公司行号的经理也是这个字 manager 负责管理。那当然球队也会有球经，就是这个字 manager. Now that we've got pitchers, players, can we start the game?
Not quite yet. There's one more way to choose players for the game. The article says...Finally, both managers and other players choose reserve players.
如果你有在看运动就知道除了投手打击还有一群人也很重要，就是替补球员 reserve players. 这个就是从球经还有其他球员一起选出来的 both A and B, 就是 A 和 B 两者一起点点点。那我们看到 reserve players 是替补球员，我们就来请 Magic Box 来教教我们棒球的各个位置。
Magic Box 找亮点。
各位现场的观众朋友大家好，又到了我们一年一度的美国职棒大联盟全明星赛了 The MLB All-Star Game。没有啦，开个玩笑。各位有没有想说我什么时候转到棒球直播啦？ Well 不是啦，现在是 Magic Box 找亮点的时间，没错。不过今天的亮点确实是跟棒球有关哦。大家喜欢看棒球吗？今天就是跟大家介绍打棒球的时候常常听到的用词哦。棒球场其实就好像一个扇子一样，在这个顶端呢，有没有一个戴着面罩的捕手啊？捕捉的英文就是 catch 加上 er 变成人， catcher 指的呢就是捕手啦。有人接球就有人投球， pitcher 就是我们的投手哦。一样的 pitch P-I-T-C-H 动词就是投掷的意思哦，加上 er 变投手。再来，棒球场上的重要元素，没有垒包就没有棒球赛啦。垒包的英文就是 base B-A-S-E， 当然它原本就有底座的意思。一二三垒很简单， first base second base and third base。 比较特别的是垒手，我们是在垒包后面直接加上 man， 像是 first baseman for example。那跟各位补充一下哦，常常呢我们也会听到盗垒这个词，球员呢会尝试着跑向下个垒包，我们可以说 stealing S-T-E-A-L-I-N-G， 好像我们偷偷的悄悄的前进做某件事情一样。好，再来呢会有一个站在二三垒之间的游击手，英文呢我们就称为 shortstop， 负责这个内野防守的部分，是个重要的转传者。前往这个内野的部分，也就是一开始说的扇子顶端。那上面这个部分呢，我们就可以来形容外野的位置咯。很简单，那就是那三个人，左边、中间、右边， left field、center field、right field， 跟 catcher、pitcher 一样的，在 field 后面加上一二，就变成外野手咯。看来 LB 当职业球评的机会好像不多啦，我看我还是再考虑看看好了。那么 Magic Box 我们下次见咯，拜拜。
So now we know how the players are chosen, but where do they play? The article says, a different ballpark hosts the All-Star game every year.
A ballpark? A park where we can play with balls?
Well, not really. No. The words ballpark, spelled B-A-L-L, ball, P-A-R-K, park, together make one noun. A ballpark is a field for playing baseball with seats for watching the game.
哦，所以我们有球员，再来就是场地的问题啦。球场我们可以记一下这个很简单的字 ,ballpark, 就是像在公园的地方玩球 ,ballpark.
Now let's put the words ballpark in a sentence.The fans in the ballpark cheered for their favorite team. Let's say it one more time. The fans in the ballpark cheered for their favorite team.
Go, go, Taiwan!、
Mm-hmm.
棒球粉丝在球场当然要支持喜欢的球队为他们加油打气啦。Go, go, Taiwan!
Just like that. Now the verb host, spelled H-O-S-T, host,means to provide the place and everything that is needed for an organized event. For example, I could say, Rio de Janeiro in Brazil will host the next Summer Olympic Games.
Is it this year?
Mm-hmm.
2016? Wow, 今年又是奥运年了。你知道这届的奥运 Olympic 主办国就是巴西的里约。课文里这句 a different ballpark hosts the All-Star Game every year. Host 在这里当动词。意思是主办，另外有招待的意思啦。We host some guests、
mm-hmm.
还可以当名词，意思就是主人啦。
Where will the 2016 MLB All-Star Game be held though? The article says This year it will be at Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres.
Home? Whose home is at the park?
Good question, but when we say that Petco Park is the home of the San Diego Padres, that means the San Diego Padres team plays most of their games there. Now, if the Padres are playing at Petco Park, we could call them the home team.、
Mm.
The other team would be called the away team.
哦、长知识，长知识。中文里我们会说地主队、客队。如果你是发源自哪个城市，常常固定在那里的某个球场比赛，就是这里的 home team 地主队。那相反的就叫做 away team 客队啦。Now I'm all excited. What are we waiting for? Let's go to a game.
Well, we can't go just quite yet because we've still got one more line in our article. Let's get to it. It says, if you want to see a game between baseball's brightest stars, check it out.
啊，还有这一句课文啊。
Mm-hmm. Now, here the adjective bright, spelled B-R-I-G-H-T, bright, is used to say if the future looks bright, you think that something will be successful.
中文里会说、某某球员前程似锦，意思就是说未来无限可能嘛。我们就可以用这个形容词 bright， 意思是明亮的。当然这不局限于未来，空间上很明亮，我们也可以说啊 ，It is bright today. I need my sunglasses.、
Mm-hmm. Now an example sentence of bright could be the smart boy has a bright future ahead of him.One more time, the smart boy has a bright future ahead of him.
那一直未来就像例句里讲到的啊，这个聪明的男孩有个光明的未来在他前方。
Now, unfortunately, we're all out of time for today's MLB All-Star Game article, so let's get to our wrap-up. So, we learned all about America's MLB, or Major League Baseball All-Star Game today, but what about Taiwan? Does Taiwanese baseball have a similar event?
It sure does. Taiwan's baseball league has the CPBL All-Star Game, 中华职棒明星赛. It's also known as the Red versus White All-Star Game.
Have you ever been to one of those games?
I've been to one CPBL game, but not an All-Star one. I would love to.
Well, maybe you can go this year.
I'm sure it will be even more exciting. You get to see all the famous players.
Huh. Well, I bet a lot of our students would have fun at that game.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a few baseball games in Taiwan, and they're always very crazy.
Yeah, go, go, Taiwan 全擂打. When you've seen this for your team, they will hit a home run.
Oh, cool. Have you ever seen anyone hit a home run?
Yeah.
Oh,
everyone just got crazy and screamed.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we've got for today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
Go, Taiwan, Chen Lei. Oh, and I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus 小聚会。
The sun feels so nice on my skin.
The sun feels so nice on my skin.
Hey there, I'm Vina. 期待这么久，属于海边的季节终于要来啦。The sun feels so nice on my skin. The sun feels so nice on my skin.即使是这么讨厌夏天的我啊，一到海边走在沙滩上，太阳晒在我皮肤上的感觉真的是很不错。 Something feels so nice， 什么让我感到舒服或是感觉不错。 Feel 后面呢接上形容词，表示觉得如何，感觉怎么样。 The sun feels so nice， 就是太阳呢让我觉得很不错很舒服。再接上 on my skin， 就能清楚地指出太阳晒在我的皮肤上，我觉得很舒服啦。特别看一下今天的小聚会 ，feel 可以怎么使用 ？The wind feels so cool in the autumn. 秋日的风呢，让人感觉凉爽。除了体感之外啊，心情也可以用 feel 来表达。I feel sad when it rains. 若是下雨天，我的心情会不太好。除此之外呢，还有个更常听到的，像是在热热的海边啊，玩一下午最需要补充水分。I feel like a nice cold drink. 我想要来杯好喝的冷饮。虽然去海边是玩水，但长时间曝晒在太阳下，身体是很容易缺乏水分的哦，因此要注意水分的补充哦。 OK, I feel like practicing our 小聚会。 The sun feels so nice on my skin. 好啦，我们下礼拜见咯，拜。
The sun feels so nice on my skin.
The sun feels so nice on my skin.
The MLB All-Star Game is here. Baseball season in the U.S. is in full swing. That means the MLB All-Star Game is coming up. The MLB All-Star Game happens every year and features the best players in baseball. Fans choose starting position players. Team managers choose pitchers.Finally, both managers and other players choose reserve players. A different ballpark hosts the All-Star Game every year. This year, it will be at Petco Park, home of the San Diego Padres. If you want to see a game between baseball's brightest stars, check it out.
Be coming up. Be coming up.We need to start studying because final exams are coming up. We need to start studying because final exams are coming up. Player, player. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player. Jeremy Lin is a basketball player.Ballpark, ballpark. The fans in the ballpark cheered for their favorite team. The fans in the ballpark cheered for their favorite team. bright, bright. The smart boy has a bright future ahead of him. The smart boy has a bright future ahead of him.